Here's Lou Lamorello. Well, how are you?
Hello, Bob. Hello, John.
So what's new?
You just said it all.
I mean, come on. Don't you take a holiday?
Well, I think, there's a lot of time for holidays. Look at the both of you. What are you doing there?
That's a good point, Lou. Thank you very much.
This isn't a real job, Lou. This isn't a real job.
It's a very good point he makes, I got to tell you. I'm thinking about it every second of the day. Well, obviously, this wasn't an absolute plan. Who called?
Well, what transpired, from my understanding is that sometime during the playoffs, Scott Malcolm, the majority owner of the Islanders, called Larry Tannenbaum and asked permission if he could speak to me once the season playoffs were over. And nothing was granted or seen at that point, to my knowledge. And then once we finished the playoffs, in fact, it was the day we had the pictures, both Larry and Brandon spoke to me and said that this call came in and what would be my thoughts on that. And I said I really had none, would not even want to think about it at this point. We just finished the season. And it just allowed it to just be put aside because at that time I wasn't thinking of anything. I had made a commitment to Toronto. Understood what my commitment was and, was going to think towards that. And then for whatever reason, those conversations, I guess, came again and again. And Larry spoke to me personally. And I said I should talk out of respect to Mr. Malkin. And I did. And he spent quite a bit of time with me on the phone. And then I met him in person. And really sold me on what his vision was, the commitment that he is giving, and what he wants to do with the Islanders, and wanted me to come in and just take over the total hockey operations with no interference. And, of course, that's music to my ears. Made me feel that this is something I should consider. Look at it and say this is great or this is not good. Over the last week or so, came to the decision that I'm excited about. I'm looking forward to it and can't wait to get going.
Lou, you are always generous with your time, but play your cards pretty close to the vest. I'm going to ask you a very straight-up question. Were you disappointed that the Toronto Maple Leafs didn't ask you to stay as their general manager?
I don't get disappointed, Bob, and I'm not trying to, circle around that question. I allow things to happen as they happen. Things that I don't have control of, I don't get upset. I don't get disappointed. I don't think left or right. I just go forward because what I ask our players and our staff and our coaches to do and my family to do is not get distracted by things you can't control. So in saying that, that's exactly what I did. I accepted whatever decision was made, didn't think left or right, and was ready to go forward.
Lou, with your new title in mind, what do you do with and when do you find out what you've done with Garth Snow and Doug Weight?
Well, first of all, I think, John, you know me well enough so many years, probably longer than anybody, that anytime you go in a situation, you have no preconceived notions. You allow yourself to, see exactly who the people are, what they're about. I certainly know them. Garth, I've known for a long time, right from high school in Mount St. Charles. He comes out of Rhode Island. And Doug, of course, I had in the World Cup of 96 and the Olympics. So I know both of them. And what I will do is to do what is necessary, spend the time, listen, see exactly where things are at. Not allow the outside to, determine what's right, but we'll make whatever decisions are necessary at the appropriate time.
And is there anything you can tell us about your meeting with John Tavares last week?
First of all, when it comes to players, agents or anything else, and don't interpret this as either confirming or denying. I don't talk about it, don't allow myself to get in the middle of it, but don't confirm or deny that there was such that happened.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
So you know what, Lou? I missed you, man. I really do. I already do. Yeah, I do. I mean, come on. Nobody can do it as good as you.
Yeah, we were supposed to go. The three of us were supposed to go to dinner, yeah, and it never happened. And now you're in the island.
By the way, that is still on because I still have, and Bob, you can jump in. I'll just have to put another bottle of wine. I have two of the nice Italian wines right from Italy that John and I were going to have. So we'll get one more and the three of us will go because I don't think two will be enough for the three of us.
Two won't be enough for one of us.
Not saying.
Well, you speak for yourself there.
Not saying which one, but. So you were in Toronto and you had the general manager's title. I know it was group decisions, but you had the final say on moves that were made in the organization. So now you're president of hockey operations. Will you retain that right of power? Will you give that to the general manager, you know, whether Snow stays or somebody else comes in? Explain the title.
First of all, let me put something to rest because I heard about all the groups and everything, but I was allowed to do what was ever necessary, and I had total support from Brendan to make any decisions that I felt were right, whether it be a trade, whether it be a waiver, no matter what it might be. I had no interference during the time I was there to do whatever was necessary. And the relationship that I had and worked with, whether it be Mike or Kyle or Mark, were separate in their job descriptions and what they did. But I had the autonomy to do what was necessary with all of them. So I had no interference whatsoever and was allowed to do what we did.
So explain the title of President of Hockey Operations. What do you envision that will encompass?
Well, first of all, right now it is overseeing and in charge of every part of the organization, no matter what it might be, and, you know, shaping it into what you feel it should be as far as what the departments are, you know, how they work, whether it's the coaching staff, whether it's the general manager, whether it's the scouting staff, or how that's presented. So I have to go in and really look at what it is. I certainly have a feeling the way I like to see these organizations operate, but there might be something there that's better that I see and you use. I learned a lot over the last couple of years. There's no question that's something we continue to do. If we don't do, then we should really get out of the game. But the answer to your question as best I can is that it's overseeing and being involved with whatever I think is necessary to be involved with. And, you know, as you know, I'm not going to apologize for getting involved with things that I think are necessary.
What kind of role will you have with the new arena, or do you know yet?
Well, certainly in the conversations that, you know, we had, because the new arena was very important to listen to where that was at,
yeah,
is certainly working with the architect 100% with the making and the sort of designing of anything that has to do with the hockey end of it, whether it's locker rooms, visiting locker rooms, all of those things, which is the only thing that I would be interested in, and which was very similar to what transpired with the Devils with the Prudential Center. So I would be involved totally with that. It's my understanding they have a state-of-the-art practice facility, two pads. I've been told this by many people prior to going there. My son has told me this over the last year or so that, you know, I should go and see it one of these days because they've done a great job. So all of that, you know, is extremely positive. The commitment of the ownership with the resources to do what's necessary was very important. So there wasn't anything that I really had questions about once I finished, you know, all of the conversations that I had.
Last question on this point. Is there an arena that you've been in that you think is the best, the prototypical, the one you'd like to pattern the new Long Island arena after? Is there one that you really like?
As far as the hockey facility, they're all different unique in their own way. And every time one building is put up, that's the best one. I mean, Detroit, I've had the opportunity of going through Detroit top to bottom. Kenny took me through that. And they learn from everybody else. And that's what you do. You go around, you visit, you see what went right. And the cooperation of everyone in the National Hockey League is exemplary as far as trying to do the best, and certainly the league and the hockey office operations of the National Hockey League. They have their thoughts. And I think that's what you do. You learn. And I think that that's what happened in Detroit. That's certainly one of the best. I know we did a lot of nice things at Prudential. We go way back. Minnesota was a template there for a while. And now, they just get better and better. And unfortunately, they get obsolete a lot quicker.
Yeah, ain't that true?
Lou, you talked about learning and always learning, even at our advanced ages. What would you suggest is your biggest education, leaving the Devils, your 3 years in Toronto, and now you can take advantage of as president of the hockey operations with the Islanders?
Well, I think that what you learn when, you set up everything and then it sort of trickles down. When I went into the Devils, it was really all me. When I went in, you already had your head coach in place. Mark was there and Kyle was there, even though they were there, for a short period of time. And, you knew they were going to be there, so you tried to work accordingly with things that if they really didn't matter, you wanted those people to feel comfortable that, you were listening to what they had to say. And sometimes they might have worked better than what you would be doing. So there's always a learning process. I think that the job that they did, and Kyle was the a driving force behind this with the sports medicine program, is probably second to any I've seen. So I had the opportunity to, watch and see exactly what some of the new nuances are that we did not have the resources where I came from to be able to do, even though you would have wanted to do. So the resources allow you to do things, and that was a big part of my questions in New York with the Islanders. So I think you learn from all of that. And also with Mark certainly coming from the junior ranks, I came from the college ranks, I was able to get a better insight into a lot of things from the, sort of drafting end of it, as far as looking at that, he found that the players did or didn't do, because they used a lot different than, say, the college players are at. So there was always something that you could learn. And, of course, Mike, to me, is still, if not the best, one of the best. I say he is the best because I've said it all year that the coaching staff was the best in the National Hockey League, in my opinion. There were things that he did. The way he came every single morning, no matter what the temperature was or what the game was, with the same, sort of excitement and enthusiasm that he really transmitted through the locker room. So there are a lot of things that systemically that goes into winning that really helps develop culture. So, those are just some of the points that, they might have been to a little different level because their resources were there. But you see that that's a necessity. So, yes, there's a learning curve in everything. But I think that, where the game is going with analytics, we did a lot more analytics than I did because there was a bigger staff that you were able to look at. I was always a math background person. That was my major in everything I did. And statistics, and now it's called analytics, were always very important. So I think there's areas that you sort of put layer on layer to have success.
Lou, we're going to miss you here. We wish you good luck with the Islanders on Long Island, and we congratulate you on this yet another new opportunity in your still young life. Congratulations, and Thanks as always.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely.
Hope you know the directions to Patsy's.
While I was there.
Hope you know the directions to Patsy's on 50. Patsy's on 59th.
I know where it is. I've been there, John.